This is Dorian Kelvaris, Senior Robotics Operations. Log entry regarding the Blue District incident. It started when my sister, Praetor Selene, destroyed a corrupted Red unit, revealing a major complication. Someone has deliberately cleaned the unit's identification barcode. Our contact, Marin Vathros, confirmed our fears. A Red uprising is being led by an individual who is systematically removing barcodes to render the units untraceable. Selene and I are now officially dedicated to a critical new assignment. Locate the leader and recover all cleaned Reds before Hyperion City faces a numerical and technological disaster. End log.
Strength is duty.
Duty is order.
Order is gold. Selene has traveled to the Blue District, and like the call has just ended, and you see that there is like, I think you could see even in the like the holographic images of the call, her face just looks different than any other job that she has taken in the past. Like there is a fire that is behind her eyes that you see, and you'll get a message from her. Like it is a very quick one too. You get, I'm downstairs.
Yeah, Dorian cleans up his lab. He saves all the information about the Red that was brought in, including the clue he discovered about the barcode. Like the actual code itself is missing internally. He saves that to his personal files and deletes it from the lab's files and then leaves the room as normal. You actually have Icarus handle that. He will not take Icarus out with him. Icarus, clean things up here and report. Send me an alert when you're finished. And if I need your services, I will summon you. And the jellyfish little robot kind of like nods and floats over and begins to clean up like all the splayed out robot cadaver of this Red. He'll walk past some of his assistants in the other part of the lab. I have to depart early. Family business. Icarus is cleaning up the current cadaver. Just once he's finished with that, if you can assist him with bringing the salvage parts down to redistribution centers, that would be brilliant.
And they say, yes, sir.
Excellent. Don't work too hard.
And they say, yes, sir.
He always says that, and they're always just confused by why he says, don't work too hard.
Yeah, because they're like, we have to work hard. That's what our superiors have told us in class.
And yeah.
But they want to respect your commands as well. They're like, yes.
And yeah, we see that glass cylindrical elevator from the Kelvaris Dynamics traveling downward to the floor level. And he's sitting pensively, thinking about the thing he discovered in the cadaver of the Red. And yeah, he feels the fidgeting of Ajax, the little golden crab, like crawls out. It's all right. You can go where you're needed. And now, because we're going outside, Ajax crawls up his arm and lays on his right shoulder, where he also has a bit of a cybernetic replacement from the injury he suffered. And sort of just latches himself onto the jacket and becomes almost like a little shoulder guard.
So you're making your way down. Selene, she has her back to you. So she didn't see you. She's kind of just like looking out, and you see Dex is with her as well. Both of their kind of backs are to you. But Dex turns around first to greet you, and he like sleep, like rubs next to your legs. Hello. And that's when I know.
Hello there, little detective. And give him scritches behind his ears.
Yes. So she turns around and you see like her eyes are just wide and lit up, and she has a smile on her face. This is it, brother. This is it. This is the case that will... I'm conflicted. This is the case that will elevate my reputation in ways that I want and don't want, as you know, but...
What, you don't, you don't want to be on Ace Bellerin's talk show and talk about your success?
God, no.
You know, he pesters me to try to get an interview with you, right?
I know. Yes, I have my assistants direct them to you. Sorry.
Yes. Very well. Let's focus on this.
I have good news. We are in the right place. So we just need to be in the Blue District. We are already here. Okay. So I know I got more information out of the red snitch.
Truly. Here, let's step into the lobby here for a moment. I have a private room where we can talk because we're supposed to keep this under wraps, and Reds can, he touches his ear, can pick up on things.
It's a touch paranoid, brother.
I just recognize you're excited, and I don't want your excitement to spoil things for you.
Okay. Lead the way.
And he'll bring us into the front lobby. We pivot over to a side office, shuts the door. He puts a code in with a few of his fingers and does the same thing he did in his lab, where he almost makes the room soundproof and manipulates the camera. So, you said you got some information from the Red who was coerced into talking?
Well, we were able to scan his brain. Again, we have top-notch blues. None can match you, of course, but we have top-notch blues at the Praetorium building.
Yes, that's good to know.
And so, this one was quite hard, but we were able to get some information on where they found this Red. Now, this Red had a similar ailment of trying to be cleaned, so it was quite hard to get information from the scan. But we got a little bit, and that's better than nothing. It's actually quite good.
Was his barcode was his barcode cleaned?
Partially. So this is a real issue, Dorian. We must snuff it out.
I agree. I also have something to share. And you could see there is a bit of when you say that the partially, there is like a sort of like change in his demeanor. The Red you brought me, the one you were supposed to subdue, but I understand things happen. You will. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to give you grief for at least another hour, and then I will stop.
Okay.
But externally, it looked as though the barcode had not been cleaned. But when I took and he points to his eye, a more thorough scan personally, the digital code within had been partially cleaned, but showed no signs unless it were an in-depth scan. So this is a very meticulous operation that this Red is doing. This is something that they are trying to do and yet also hide in plain sight.
So, this is worse than we thought.
Yes, and I'm concerned that partial...
You know what this means? That there are possible Reds walking in the city now that are possibly cleaned, but look fine.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, what my plan was is to make it a little easier for others to be able to scan these barcodes in the way that my tech can do it. It's a little more intricate and isn't easily carried around to do very casually, but...
Okay.
I'd like to go speak to one of my supports and see if they can help me create a more pedestrian way to check these barcodes to see if Reds walking around are indeed cleaned or partially cleaned, because our eyesight alone is not going to be able to discern a difference.
Yes, that is clear, and that's an even more dangerous situation than I originally thought. If you can, and I believe in you, then we need a new device to find Reds who are hidden in plain sight.
Yes, I'd be more than willing to begin that, but I will definitely need some assistance, so I have a contact I can go speak to who could help me create something a little more pedestrian that even anyone else could use. And I think that would help narrow down the search. But I also, again, we don't want to just start scanning Reds going about their business.
I will do what must be done.
Yes, but causing a panic amongst the Reds is just as much a problem as causing a panic amongst any other district.
I do not agree.
Does not matter what color shirt they wear, a torch and pitchfork is a torch and a pitchfork.
We don't have time for your philosophical arguments, brother.
No, we don't. So I'm going
to
trust...
I have a job.
So do I.
I have a job to uphold. And when I join the guard, And when I graduated top of my class...
We?
This is my mission. This is my life's mission. Okay? So I will do what need be done. If I have to scan every red in this city, I will do that.
Celine, no one knows the weight on your shoulders better than I do. I understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
But we have standards as goals to show, and we have the rest of Hyperion City literally looks up to us.
What do you think Mother would do?
Mother would at least... Mother would get the job done.
Exactly. If I am anything less than her, then I will be looked down upon by her and by my peers.
Listen, just because the Academy puts Mother literally on a pedestal does not mean that you always have to, too. But you know my opinions about Mother.
I do.
So.
But we don't have time, so we can continue this conversation another time. Later, back at my place, when we're having drinks, toasting to a good day of investigation.
I look forward to that drink. I believe it's your turn to procure said drinks.
It will be done.
Very well.
Now, we must be off. I know exactly where we are in the Blue District, because there is absolutely no way. The brightest minds are here. Is there a blue working with the Reds, with this uprising? I wouldn't hold it against them.
It's not impossible. The intricacy of being able to remove a code from a red without showing a visible sign of it, that is layer upon layer of a code and of a process. It's
now,
not uncouth.
Yes.
Hence me needing to get an opinion from one of the blues I hold in very high regard.
Do you trust this blue?
Miss Keys has been working with me since I graduated and is the only one I trust to keep around. The only people I trust more are probably you and family.
Well, just keep your eyes open.
I will.
We are doomed to repeat the past, as we are told all the time. No matter how long we know someone. Okay?
That's very true, and I'd say stay safe, but I know you are more than capable of protecting yourself.
Are you? Where is your friend? And she's looking for...
He taps the golden plate and the two little crab eyes spout out and look over. And I feel as though Ajax communicates, instead of beeps and blips like Icarus does, he responds in little whistles, which I will not I will not do in this audio, but like little, little tiny whistles.
Okay.
Like little pipes.
You see, she smiles at it. Good. So, let us go. And Dex, come. And Dex follows her. Back to her side. I think he was like sitting next to you the entire time.
Oh yeah, and Dorian would have had a small little bag of treats that he keeps specifically for Dex, and kind of was palming to Dex underneath the table as we were sitting and talking.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say it's like they're like Sour Patch Kids, mm-hmm. like type treats.
Yep, they're like little
that he likes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to make our way to the Blue District. So we already have the vow.
Correct.
Right. So we have the vow to capture the Red Leader, right? But there is like other, that's like the big picture.
Correct.
So we do need like the little steps in between. So we need to do, I'm guessing, a quest move?
Correct.
Right? Or exploration move.
Exploration move, I believe, would be it. And from there, I believe the exploration move we would be making would be to... set a course, because we are trying to follow a known route.
Yes, so we will make our way. So that's set a course. So we are following a known route in the city. So we will roll with supply. Who would like to make the roll?
Rolling with supply. I am happy to begin this roll. And let's go ahead and see what happens here.
Oh!
That is a strong hit. You reach your destination, and the situation there favors you. Take one momentum.
Nice.
So that would be for one momentum for me, putting me up to 3. What I think would happen here is you were the one that sort of had some of the information about where to go to sort of like check out where the red was captured,
mm-hmm.
correct? So
mm-hmm.
I would say we would be making our way there, and on the way over, I would be sending a call to one of my assistants, my top assistant, Reverie Keys. She's an older woman, a blue, incredibly well educated. And while we're walking, I would also argue from a mechanical standpoint that perhaps on our shared sheet, getting a strong hit to start this, setting a course to capture the red leader, I would say we maybe get a tick on that.
Okay. Yes, because this is formidable. So this is not going to be like an easy find.
Yeah.
So while you're going to talk to her, I don't think we need to be together per se. Like, we're on comms. We'll stay in contact with each other. But I'm going to like investigate the area where he was found. So I have the coordinates and I'm just like, okay. And I'm like playing back the scene. Right. And I'm like scanning the area. I have like a device to like scan the street. If there's like blood samples or like different type of sweat, or maybe I find a fiber or something. So she's like really just like taking a deeper look.
Going full detective mode.
Exactly. So you're going to Reverie Key. So we are now Blue District. Buildings everywhere. It's very clean. We pass by. There is like a cleaning bot that's going past us on the street. And eventually we get to the building where Reverie is at. Brother, this was where I will leave you. I have coordinates of where the red snitch was picked up. So I have a feeling I just need to go take a deeper look.
Of course. Reverie should be here. She's getting an annual medical work done. So that's why she wasn't here. I'll go check on her, see what she knows and what she can talk to me about. Stay on the comms and be careful.
Okay. You're telling me to be careful?
No, I'm telling Dex. I know you'll be fine.
Okay. You're telling Dex to be careful.
I trust you will be fine.
Okay.
Whether or not you are careful.
Dex is fine, aren't you, boy? Okay. Let's go, she says to Dex.
Mm-hmm.
And he follows her. I'm going to explore a waypoint.
That sounds good.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. Let's see. This is, you know, this is it, you guys. You know, I can't keep rolling strong hits with a match, so let's go.
I guess we'll settle for a regular strong hit.
Okay. This is... Oh, my gosh. Didn't she roll a strong hit, too?
Yeah, that's back-to-back strong hits from the Kilvaris siblings.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I can choose one. I take a plus two momentum. But I have a favorable insight, situation, resource, or encounter. I'm going to say I encounter. There are a couple of blues near the building where I'm searching, and they're like on their break. They're outside. There are a couple tables, and they're like eating sandwiches. And I'm like near the building, and I go and I, you know, approach them to continue to talk. And I'm just like, excuse me, I hate to interrupt your lunch.
They one of them turns over and looks and immediately recognizes your gold. I imagine you have the Kilvaris emblem on, so you're very much a gold, and sort of like at first turns and then stands to a tent and sort of stands and like does a gentle bow. No apologies necessary. We have an allotted time for respite. You may of course ask away if you require our assistance. Is that what you are requesting?
Yes, and I won't take up much of your break. I understand it's very important, but there was a very under-the-table situation that happened earlier. A red was picked up in this location, and I'm just trying to find more information if you saw anything. You see across the way there. And I had, like, crossed the street. I had come from, like, an alleyway. He was picked up there. Is there anything else... maybe you or your companion had seen around the time, even before he was picked up?
Well, my shift began earlier than my associate here. Orn, did you see something? And the other blue Orn, little stout blue with a thin mustache and a little beard, kind of stands up.
Yes, there was, before, you're speaking of the apprehension of D10. That's the one that we saw get apprehended for being outside the bounds of where they were supposed to be.
Exactly.
From what I what I remember, as I do work surveillance for this building, what was reported was that there was an unsanctioned gathering of Reds, which, as you would know, would be when three or more Reds outside of an area of their labor are convening for more than an allotted amount of time. So
yes.
When they were questioned about the behavior, they scattered. And D10 was the one that was apprehended by the local Grey enforcement.
So there are two more who were not apprehended. They got away?
From what I understand, they did. I did not hear back on the report. I was then moved to another surveillance room.
Okay. In which direction did they run?
D10 was apprehended over on the western area. I would say one of them, I did not see which way they went. They disappeared into one of the alleys. He gestures to an alley that leads south, back towards where we came from. That one disappeared in that direction. The other one jumped onto a motorbike and sped off through Primaris Street. They unfortunately, because the Greys did not have vehicles themselves, I believe that one rather easily got away.
Oh, the Greys did not have vehicles.
No, and by the time they got back up, the first one was long gone. I'm not sure what happened to the one that disappeared in the alley, but again, D10 was the one that was caught.
Mm-hmm. I glanced down at Dex to see what color he is showing. And he shows a variety of colors. What color would you say they are in terms of a sickly green color is fear and deception? And white is calm? What would you say?
I would say that orange shows a color of white. There's a tinge of green in there. And again, carrying through the success you got, I think Dex would recognize that as they are just fearful of your position. And it's not that they're trying to deceive. It's that they are giving you what they remember and are being trepidatious and careful with their words.
Okay. We also have, it could be like a deep crimson color, which is aggression and hostility, which, you know, that's a red, so that's classic. A soft blue. Dorian has this a lot. It's sadness and empathy.
Yes.
And then a gold is joy and safety. So he shifts between gold and soft blue with you and mostly gold and white with me. And maybe little crimson sometimes.
So crimson sometimes. Absolutely.
Okay.
The way that Dex is very much like a regular cat.
Yes. You're saying that there's a little bit of a green in there.
There's a tinge of green, but not so much that Dex looks like he gets agitated by it.
Okay. It's not a sickly yellow green, but there's a tinge. She knows the difference. She's trained with Dex a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I thank you so much for this information. This is very helpful. You've helped out Hyperion City. You are a true citizen.
Thank you. Is it possible that the minute and 48 seconds I've been speaking to you could be reimbursed for future break time? Would I be able to get your permission for that?
Send that to my office.
Thank you. I will file the request and it'll arrive when necessary. Thank you.
Yes, it will be handled by the bureaucracy of the Bronze and they will get back to you as soon as possible. And we all know that that's good.
he
forever.
This blue, like most blues, does not really show upset, disappointment, or joy in that and just sort of nods.
Uh-huh.
As is.
Dex turns like a soft blue.
Yeah.
As he's like, he could tell. Like blues don't really emote, but Dex can tell what people are feeling internally.
Yeah.
And so he might feel the disappointment.
The pang of disappointment.
Yeah, they're like, goddamn. Has to go to the Bronze Department? Okay. It's going to take forever. Okay. But she says thank you, and then she is off. She's going to go find you. She'll send you a message and say, I have great news. I have a good lead. So I know where to go next. I will wait for you. Good luck with your talk with Miss Keys.
Hey, campers. Have you heard of Season 5 of 5 Gems in a Trenchcoat from Inside the Tent? You haven't? Well, let us tell you about it.
A nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls.
We promise it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a story of three childhood friends going across the Americas in 1987 using Kids on Bikes, second edition. So grab a blanket, make some coffee. The first three episodes are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we pivot over to Dorian, who gets that message and, like, sees it on the interface of his robotic eye and sends, you know, an affirmation. And usually as an affirmation, you'll send, like, an image of the Kelvara symbol again. And we see this room. I guess I'll paint the scene of this room. We see that we're in sort of not necessarily like a heavy, like, emergency care room, but it's like a private room where someone sits after an operation. And he's sitting and he looks over at Reverie, who had to get some work done. Reverie has a fully synthetic left arm due to an illness that she was born with. So she has to regularly get it looked at and then, you know, update the connection between the synthetic left arm and her body. And this is a regular upkeep that she has to get done. It's one of the few reasons she would not show up for work. So he's sitting there waiting. Sorry, Rev. Sister was in my head. Thank you for taking the time to talk.
It would be an honor to have the great monarch in your head.
Yes, it is an honor that I only have to take a headache medication for once in a while.
Yes. Well, it is an honor to have you. I mean, you are great in your own way as well. So I'm happy to hear from you and have you as a friend.
Thanks, Rev.
She states it kind of like matter-of-factly.
He scans the medical charts to see that everything is going like as normal, and but asks anyway, how was the general upkeep of Old Reliable, as he tinges to like his left arm.
I have noticed some more pains in my arm as I grow in age. Is that normal?
That's
because I've been studying it myself, but you know, a second opinion doesn't hurt.
Agreed. So, Rev, the reason that I'm here and I need your help with, my sister and I have been given a task from above, and it's a very intricate and very, your discretion is needed for this. I know we hate keeping things under the table, but when it's above my head, I can't really talk my way out of it.
I understand.
You remember the theories going around about barcodes on the Reds and ways to scan them more thoroughly?
You see her look left to right. We're not supposed to speak of that.
Oh, don't worry. He's going to... I'm happy to make a move for this, but he's going to do something in this facility to silence the cameras and everything so that he can have this private conversation without being detected.
I would say that is face danger.
I would absolutely say that's face danger.
Because you're not the one in charge of, like, the security here. It could potentially set off alarms for something. Like, in your office, it would be fine, but...
Yeah, I'm somewhere else. I'm in one of the head medical facilities. But the procedure is the same, but I just don't have all of the bells and whistles. So I think this would be an adventure move, face danger.
Okie dokie, let's roll with Shadow.
Okay, all right, so let's go ahead and face danger.
I hope I didn't jinx it.
I hope you didn't. I also hope you didn't. All right, with Shadow. That's a weak hit. I kind of want to push my luck here.
Okay, yeah, let's see how that works.
I think the way this looks at first is in his eye, he begins to see the bars going and sort of sees a little digital, like, almost like, it's almost childish the way his hacking system works. It's very, like, 16 32-bit little creatures doing things, and he has, like, a little crab claw reaching for pulling something out, but then there's a red line that's not letting it go through. So I reroll all dice and add +2 instead of 1, so I'm going to push my luck here. That is a strong hit. Heck yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so, like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he takes a moment, like, his head tilts to the left, and then you can see the camera sort of like it flashes with a bit of green, but then goes as normal. But all the surveillance cameras would see on the other end is they would just hear a pre-recorded conversation in that he sort of has downloaded in his eye, sort of just a monologue that he would go on and on about. that would cover any sort of actual conversation that would be happening here.
Yeah. And we kind of zoom out to another room, another scene. There are some Greys, security guards, who are inside the building and they're watching and they are listening. And so it just sounds like a regular conversation. And you're just kind of like waxing poetic about some philosophical issue. and they just hear that. And we cut back and she kind of eyes it.
And he winks with his good eye.
Okay.
Everything here is under my protection now, so.
Okay. Last time I talked about this, I had 2 weeks without pay. I am very skeptical about speaking on this.
Well, now it's not being recorded. You're just talking to me. Don't worry. So
okay.
the long and short of it is, there's an incident involving a Red that's looking to garner some followers that has found a way to clean Reds. And not just remove the barcode, but make it appear to the human eye that the barcode is still there. I had a cadaver come in from my sister. He rolls his eyes. And upon scanning it through my own personal tech, I found that despite the barcode still being present, that the coding beneath was partially gone.
What?
I know we spoke in hypotheticals about this, but someone is capable of doing this quite expertly.
So the tribunal must be losing their mind.
Judging by how much our liaison was sweating, I completely agree with you.
Okay, but another thing, no disrespect, of course, but if there's anybody who's able to technologically do this, it would be you. I'm sure that's crossed your mind.
And you can see, he has a moment like here. He thinks about conversations he's had with another person that fades into his mind. He has a pang of frustration and a pang of worry comes across his face. I'm worried.
But
a little bit, yeah.
You are a genius in the city, but there are thousands of us here.
I'm concerned that someone of my skill level or someone bold enough to utilize theories I may have waxed poetic about or spoken about in a seminar or something may have taken notes and has been either sharing it with the Reds or, Hyperion City forbid, a Red is doing this on their own.
But something like this is nigh impossible. The work that goes into making this tech.
This is why I need your help, Rev.
Okay, how can I help?
While my sister and I are on the ground, I would never ask to put you in danger of dealing with this.
Yes.
You are far too precious and important a friend to me. So what I am asking of you is to take this code, and he takes, like, a part of it. Inside his jacket comes out a small, like, little hollow, like, little tablet. That he said, I'm sending this over to your personal device now. This is the tech that I used to scan the cadaver that found the way the barcode was concealed within a proxy barcode.
Are you sure you want to give this to me?
You're the only one I trust to do this, and the only one I trust to do this discreetly. I need you to craft and put this into a device so that it could be scanned from a simple wrist link. Or from a small retractable device.
Ah, okay. That's going to take. If I have the time, I believe I can do it. Yes, and I want to help, but this is absolutely. I mean, by the seven, this is crazy.
I ask this of you, and I know it's not fair, especially with what you're dealing with. But let me offer this to you: if you can do this for me, I will provide. I will provide an excursion for you to take to one of the parlors in the Gold District. An extended stay. Paid vacation.
This is why I would like to roll compel. Yeah, I haven't had a break in so long. But she's still a little unsure. But you could try to compel. Because she can do it, but it is a thing of like, she's like putting her life on the line because this is such a big deal.
So when you try to persuade someone or make them an offer, envision your approach, which I I think I was using heart, which is charm, pacify, okay. encourage, and barter. I'm utilizing my influence as a gold bug. I can get you this.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's top tier vacation.
Yeah.
Wow. Weak hit. What do you think the counteroffer is?
I think Rev would be worried about Dorian as well and would probably maybe want to be more... she's hesitant, but there is an almost pseudo-maternal care that I would say she has for him. So I think it would be that she would probably want to put herself in danger, want to keep... Despite not wanting anything to do with this case, can understand that Dorian's putting himself at risk and I think would want to be more involved, potentially. That's my initial gut reaction, unless you could think of something better.
The counteroffer is just, she says, I'll do it, but you have to tell Celine that I know everything.
I'll tell her. She knows I was going to at least speak to you, but sure. I will inform my sister that you are deeply involved in all of this and will be a confidant moving forward in this investigation. And like it or not, she has to deal with it.
The monarch dealing with it.
Yes.
Okay.
She is... Despite how reporter Ace Bellerin acts and glorifies her, she is not nearly as warm as the highlights and filters like to show.
Trust me, I know. the news was on when after the corrupted Red was all over the news. Everybody saw it, and I saw Ace interviewing her and. Yeah.
Interview. So yes. So
she's colder than my left arm.
I'll tell you didn't say that though. But here,
please God, don't tell her.
The codes for my tech have been sent to your pad. Icarus will let you in.
Okay.
I've already let him know to let you in so that you can work privately in my lab. He knows how to keep it quiet.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care of yourself and thank you. And with a wink, he steps out of the room. And as soon as he steps out of the room, the camera reverts to normal and he waits outside to meet with Celine.
And she goes, Dorian.
Yes.
Before you go.
Yes.
She goes to give you a hug and just pulls you in. Just stay safe. Okay.
Dorian is not used to being hugged by a motherly figure. I don't think our mother, Lucinda, really did that. Dorian takes a moment to almost kind of collapse into this because he's never really gotten it before. And he puts...
Kind of freezes up first.
Yeah,
then,
it's a very awkward...
Yeah.
A child going almost T-pose, not knowing what to do. And then kind of gently holds her back. You said it yourself. I'm a genius, and geniuses don't get caught. The good ones, at least.
She says, by the seven, I hope so.
And you take care, too, and I'll be in touch.
As you make your way out, Celine is just kind of tapping her foot, looking left to side. Dex is kind of circling her. You see the color of Dex is kind of, she's not calm. So Dex, you don't see white spots. So it's more like a crimson type color because she's just very on edge right now.
Is Dex going Christmas colors, little bits of green for fear and concern, but then going back to red?
No, she's not afraid. So it's not a green right now, but he is he's circling. She has a wide stance. He's circling between her legs and she's looking side to side. Did everything go well in there?
Yes. I will have a device for us to be able to identify Reds, whether or not they've been cleaned. And
a device?
Yes. I have one of...
Perfect! You'll be working on it, then.
I have someone working on it for me.
What do you mean you have...
Rev is going to take care of it. Rev
What do you mean, Reverie? Dorian, please don't tell me.
You wanted the device made fast. I can't do that and also investigate with you and make sure you stay safe. So I entrusted Reverie with this.
So she has the information that we have.
Yes, that is what she needs in order to create the device that we need to gather the Reds. That is part of the mission.
Dex is like fully red now, that deep crimson color.
He looks down at Dex. I know. You can be angry with me all you want, but you want this job to go off without a hitch. You want that renown. You want that success. We need to take every tool we have at our disposal and every ally that can help us. And Reverie is both. She is one of the most valuable Blues I've ever worked with. I would not have just flippantly given this trust to her.
And if she gets kidnapped and taken and her brain scanned?
She won't.
And tortured to get information out of her? Oh, she won't.
She will be working on this in my lab with Icarus.
If she gets taken, this is on you. If this information goes out, there will be riots in the streets.
You think I don't know
that? Do you?
Dorian is doing this thing he does when he gets frustrated, where he tilts his head and he puts his palms over his eyes and rubs his temple.
You just put that poor woman's life in danger. I hope you know that. I hope she does too.
Then I guess we better get this done quick.
You cannot make decisions like this without me.
Celine, I'm not a child anymore.
I know you're not a child. Don't make childish decisions.
Regardless, we'll have that device in due time. What did you find on your end?
I found out that the snitch was meeting with two other Reds. Okay?
So we have...
And that is against their protocol. So I'm guessing that those also were Reds who were cleaned as well. Going against protocol. Against what they're sanctioned to do. Making illegal actions. One went down south, this way. And the other got on a speeder bike and went the other way.
They could be anywhere, though.
They could be anywhere in the city.
Then I suppose we have two paths. We have to go down an alley or scan an entire quadrant of the city for clues about a stolen motorbike of some sort. Or at least a one registered to a Red and narrow down the search.
That is true. The Greys have a database. They have a database of all... I have access to the database of all registered vehicles in the city.
Then we just have to comb through that, see how many are registered to Reds, and narrow it down to the model that was seen. We may need to go to a gray facility to see if they have a camera that picked up the model of the bike in this area at this time, and just break down the possibilities to however many are worth being able to catch within a short amount of time.
Well, we don't need to go to the Gray facility. You can access the database yourself. I know that you can. But if we need to go there, we will.
Oh, so I can put myself at risk for this.
That is part of the job, yes.
Apologies, sister. I'm exploring sarcasm again.
Well, warn me before you do it. You're horrible at it.
Yeah, I think if that's the case, Dorian can go over to one of the security... The Blue District has, on every corner, is a lamppost sort of light, distinguishing traffic for the airflow and the ground flow, and also has a camera for speeding and all these sorts of things, and he'll march over to the one that goes adjacent with Primaris Street, the one that the Blue told you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think I would be rolling gather information for this.
I think so as well.
It's going to be Wits, which is my highest stat of 3, plus 2 makes this plus 5.
This whole episode is going to be full of strong hits, I guess. Okay.
You say that now.
Oh!
You absolutely jinxed me.
Oh my God!
I would like for the listeners to know I got 666. That is...
Oh my...
It's only on a weak hit I can push my luck.
That...
Oh no.
Oh... Also, this is the roll of the devil. It's 666.
And I also have to inform you that because I used my prosthetic eye for this, if I ever roll a miss with a match, my augment is broken and I have to repair it.
Oh my God. On a miss, you're invested in a dire threat or reveals an unwelcome truth that undermines your quest.
I have a thought for this if you want.
What? What is it?
What you see is as he touches the piece of tech and his eye goes to green and then to a blue for surveillance.
Yeah.
In about 3 seconds, a huge spark explodes out of the security camera, launching Dorian like 10 feet back on his back, and he is convulsing, and his eye is cracked and is leaking blood and the technological fluid as he's holding his head racked in pain. What happened inside of the digital space is he sees the camera and he's trying to hone in on the bike. He sees that moment in time where there are two grays chasing after two reds. One splits in one direction. All of them have their backs to the camera. And then one knocks one of the grays down, jumps onto a bike, and rams it past the other gray. And then it looks at him. And Dorian's heart stops when he sees the face of this red. And then...
Oh, does his heart literally stop, or...?
Not literally, but, like, his heart sinks.
Oh.
His heart sinks.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, his heart sinks when he sees. And it is exactly who he thought it might have been that knows how to do this. And he hears a voice in his head. I can't let you do this. I'm sorry.
Thanks for listening to Iron Rising, a Starforge actual play. I'm Maya Wilson, and I've been Celine Kelvaris.
I'm Michael Gilbert, and I've been Dorian Kelvaris. And together, we bring the world of Hyperion City and the Law of Seven to life.
If you're enjoying the series, leave a review or comment wherever you listen. It helps more than you know.
We also have a companion blog for those who'd like to dive a little deeper into the Forge. All links are in the episode description.
And we'll catch you in the next one.